the Saturday edition of the program, taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into the third hour of the program tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away, so enjoy it. Freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Special guest caller is on the line with us, Jason Talley from the Motorhome Diaries. Jason, it's been too long since we've had you on the program. Welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back. Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Just super. You are one of the crew, one of the trio, the triumvirate of the Motorhome Diaries at motorhomediaries.com. You've been traveling around the country since, I think, roughly March in a yellow and black motorhome custom painted by you guys yourselves. And you've got a Free Talk Live advertisement on the back, as a matter of fact, which is great, okay, by the way. But you've been traveling around the country in search of liberty, isn't that right?
That's right. We're doing a documentary, and so it's, we call it an almost real-time documentary because we've been going around, and we have, at this point, probably about 160 videos up on our YouTube account.
Wow.
From various things, from you know, interviews. I know you and I did one, Ian, and then we also like talked to like policy scholars, activists. We were just in Ruby Ridge, Idaho today, where Pete took some video for that story. And then a couple of days before that, we were in a nuclear fallout shelter, and we got a tour of one of those. So it's been really interesting.
You guys have been all over the map as far as meeting various different people of a liberty-oriented persuasion and interviewing them, talking to them, everything from academics to boots on the ground, civil disobedience activists. It's been an interesting ride, at least from what I can tell from watching the videos, and those are all available at motorhomediaries.com. But one of the reasons why I particularly wanted to have you on the show tonight was because you guys traveled through Hardin, Montana recently, and I think it was on last week's show, Mark, that we talked about Hardin. There was a situation developing there that was kind of disturbing. Basically, what had happened was this prison was built by the government of Hardin, kind of on this speculative basis that, well, if we build a prison, we'll fill it with prisoners. And turned out that that didn't work out for whatever reason, and they had this empty prison just sitting there. And then there was this kind of just spooky company, this private company that came in and started bidding on the prison that was not revealing who its parent company was and being very conciliatory of certain information. And there were some questionable things about the guy that was running the company. And it really looked like essentially a private corporation police force was taking over the town of Hardin. Is that your understanding, Jason? What more do you know about it? Because you actually went through the town of Hardin recently and made a stop there.
Right. Well, I first heard about this because people that have been following Motorhome Diaries sent us some news tips about it, and we were driving right through then, right as this thing was heating up. So we're like, okay, it's not really our thing. You know, it's not you know, part of this documentary project, but we do have to stop, and we do have to put out a video about it. And so it's really just a dark comedy of errors. This private security company that everybody was afraid of, they're just trying to get this government contract. They see an empty prison there, and this town is in desperate shape. This is the same town. So they built this prison, like you said, and it has remained empty because the state of Montana won't move any of its prisoners there and has a law that says Montana will not accept any out-of-state prisoners. So Hardin, Montana was trying to capitalize on this lucrative trade of storing prisoners in their place, and they thought they could get 110 jobs for their community that way. It just didn't work out. So they have this empty prison. Obviously, their citizens are rightfully upset that they, you know, gambled this taxpayers' dollars on it. And so you see, they wanted the federal government to use it to house some Guantanamo Bay prisoners a few years back, and then getting ready to sign a contract with this private security company. I mean, this happens all the time. Private security companies do manage prisons. A lot of times they're owned by themselves. But what you saw here was this guy who runs the company is a convicted felon himself and doesn't really have much security background. He, like, owns some restaurants and some other assorted businesses. And so he was now going to get in the security business, and he was, like, just very overzealous in talking with the city he said, yeah, we could even run your law enforcement in town. Mm-hmm. And so they had a couple of Mercedes that they painted and put hardened city police on it, which they weren't authorized to do. And so that's what got everybody really spooked. They thought it was a private company, but there's really nothing to this company at all. Their employee on the ground is she used to work at the Billings Gazette, and so she actually was covering this story until the company hired her to be their shill.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but it just then all this information came out about the company, and there just wasn't much there.
What I found interesting about this was that there was a lot of hubbub about it. We were pretty concerned because, you know, the issue is the question, I guess, is, well, I'm all in favor of marketizing things and shifting the burden of taking care of certain services away from government and to the marketplace. But privatization isn't marketization, in my opinion. And privatization is where the government gives a special monopoly privilege to a certain company in order to handle whatever the government was handling. So if it's the government handing over policing services to a private company, they still have the monopoly on policing services. And because they're not the government agents, it would seem like they're a little bit even less accountable in that they haven't sworn an oath to the Constitution. Not that the government agents really care about the oath they've sworn, but I mean the private guys aren't even swearing that stuff. So it was a little bit spooky, and we were talking about it, and we said we'd keep an eye on things. And so when I saw you post one of your more recent videos over at motorhomediaries.com, when you guys stopped into Hardin, I thought, wow, okay, these guys are actually there on the ground. They've experienced what's happening there. You've talked to the folks in Hardin. In fact, you went to the city council meeting where you got some footage of the city councilors basically backing down from this. They essentially said, well, we didn't realize what was going on. We didn't have full information. And they basically, it seemed like at that meeting, they essentially threw out the idea, at least, or they put it on hold, essentially, the idea of leasing out this jail to this private company.
Right. That room was full of media. It was actually very fortuitous. We had no idea that there was going to be a commission meeting that day. But we rolled up because we wanted to ask the counselor some questions, and they had that meeting scheduled. So we were able to take some footage of them backtracking. But, I mean, that prison's been empty. I mean, if you want to find a use for it, put those politicians in there, because they're the ones that are more than willing to steal from these residents, which are already in, you know, bad enough shape. I mean,
right.
This whole jail scheme was a way to get jobs for the community.
And what a convoluted bunch of nonsense. Wasn't it something like $27 million to build the jail?
Yeah, exactly. And it's weird. I mean, because it was a Texas consortium that had advised Hardin to do this. And so, you know, they want cities to do that because they have the unlimited ability to tax its residents. So they had that to back up its bonds, which it's defaulted on,
yeah,
of course, because it's just an empty prison.
Well, what a great example of the seen and the unseen, right? Because we can see that they spent they stole $27 million from people through property taxes and whatever else, and they spent it to build this prison with the promise that, oh, don't worry, folks, it'll create jobs, 100-something jobs we created. Well, how many jobs would have been created in the marketplace had the local business owners and entrepreneurs been allowed to keep that $27 million and invest it in the ways that they thought was best?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and what happens if you don't want to fund this jail scheme? I mean, they're going to put you in that jail.
Yep.
You know?
That's right. Absolutely. So you guys were there. You can see the footage over at motorhomediaries.com. But basically, for Hardin, Montana, it looks like that situation is not going to develop any further. And I think it's due to the internet. It's because that, you know, folks were able to look into this company. They were able to find out about this situation, to bring pressure on these bureaucrats into this little town of 3,400 people in the middle of Montana somewhere. That because of people elsewhere paying attention to this, saying heads up, I think that's one of the things that really helped put a stop to this.
Yeah, I mean, they saw all the lights on them that day, and they only have like one meeting a month, so this
right.
is their first opportunity to speak about this in a while. And there is not going to be any contracts signed soon. The guy that runs the American Police Force, this private security company, he had to go back to California in order to go to a trial on some more criminal charges. So,
Jason, can you hang on for just a little bit and bring it back for just a few more moments? Is that all right?
Great.
Hang on. More coming up with Jason Talley. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is a Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates, so if you want to be kept in the loop about Free Talk Live, whenever there's something new that you need to know, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Many of these books are completely unabridged, so they can be hours and hours long, and that's a great deal of listening content. You can go get one to try out for free by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's how you get the free one, is that slash FTL on the end. So it's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
We're going to get right back to your calls. Just a few more moments here with Jason Talley, one of the three involved in the Motorhome Diaries, motorhomediaries.com. They're driving around the country. Maybe they've already been through your area. Maybe they're yet to come through. You can find that out. They've got a handy map and an itinerary all there at motorhomediaries.com. Jason, are you back with us?
Yeah, sure am.
Okay. Are you on your phone or are you on like a speakerphone?
No, I'm on the phone.
Okay. It just sounds a little far off. So we're back here, and one of the things that happened to you guys recently, or and I guess not that recently, but several months ago, you were down driving through Mississippi, pulled over in rural Jackson County, Mississippi, and were attacked by the police because you dared to videotape the encounter, as you're supposed to be free to do in this so-called land of the free, freedom of the press, and all that nonsense. They decided to attack you and pepper spray you and lock you in a cage for several hours, for a lot of hours, as a matter of fact. They finally let you out after you got bailed out. The cases went to trial. All three of you were charged with silly nonsense. One of you was charged with possession of a beer in a dry county when the beer wasn't open and it was in the refrigerator of the RV. It was just absolutely ludicrous what they were doing to you guys, because basically you stood up for your rights. And you went to trial over that recently. What happened? I haven't heard anything, really, except for the fact that you guys were found guilty. But you told me on the phone that's not really the case. What's going on there?
It's weird. And, you know, we haven't been able to talk about it because there's just – we haven't received any words. We have no idea what the verdict is. Now, there was a newspaper article in the local paper there that had some quotes from the judge saying that, you know, we were found guilty. But when we haven't received anything in writing, any paperwork, and they promised to send us that within 2 weeks. And so our lawyers, you know, faxed them a copy of the news article and asked, you know, what was going on. They talked to them on the phone, and they said that there hadn't been a verdict yet. So, you know, wow. We're just over here scratching our heads and trying to figure out what's going on. But
Jason, we've had similar things happen here in Keene, New Hampshire, where activists have gone to court. They've gone through the trial process. The judge has said something like, I'll take it under advisement. And then they don't hear back for a month and a half as far as what's actually going on. And I think the reason for that is because the judge, at least here in New Hampshire, is my understanding, has 30 business days with which to come up with a verdict. Now, when was your trial? Wasn't it the beginning of September?
Right, yes. It was September 10th.
Okay.
So it's been over 3 weeks.
Right. So it's been a full month, but as far as business days is concerned, it probably hasn't been a full 30. It's not been a full 30 business days because you can't count the weekends. So maybe you'll get a verdict in the next week or week and a half or 2 weeks, but they are arbitrary, and they really just seem to do whatever it is they want to do. I mean, if the judge doesn't render a verdict, who's going to punish the judge for that, right?
Well, right, yeah, I mean, but the thing is, I mean, he promised us 2 weeks, and so he's just needed longer time, and he hasn't even, you know, told us that he needs more time for this.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's in a tough position, you know, I can appreciate that. You know, he, on one hand, he has to live, you know, with these people and work with law enforcement every day.
Right.
And then on the other hand, he sees our case, which is pretty clear cut, that the only criminals on the side of that interstate were members of the Jones County Sheriff's Department.
Absolutely.
So, It's a tough situation, but you know, we're still hoping that he does the right thing and you know, we get some reform in Jones County.
Well, I'm sure you guys are going to post about it as soon as you know over at motorhomediaries.com, and certainly give us a call here and give our listeners a heads up, because I know that some of them were asking about you guys and what the situation was. So, is there anything else you want to share with our audience tonight, Jason?
Just that we arrived in Spokane, Washington. This is our final month on for the search for freedom in America, and we'll be in Seattle, Olympia, Portland, and then San Francisco, ending on October 30th. So if any of your listeners are in the area, if they go to our website, motorhomediaries.com, they can see our itinerary and just let us know that they want to meet up, or if they have any story ideas, we love hanging out with libertarians.
Now, I know that one of your crew members there, Adam Miller, has been planning on coming up here to Keene, New Hampshire, and you and Pete are also planning on making a move to Keene. When's your ETA, Jason? Isn't it you guys are wrapping up the Motorhome Diaries tour at the end of this month, so you're not moving immediately. You're hanging out doing some other things around the country, and then you're going to be moving here next year. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'm going to be part of a caravan from California to New Hampshire for the Liberty Forum. So that's when I'll be moving to New Hampshire, and specifically Keene. So, I'm missing so much with all the 420 protests, or I'm sorry, celebrations.
Yes.
And just that environment is what I want to surround myself with, because I mean it's on the forefront as far as like pro freedom activism in favor of a voluntary society. So I'm looking forward to it.
I agree. Look forward to seeing you here, and continue to have a safe trip as you wrap up the Motorhome Diaries within the next 3 weeks or so.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Jason, for your time tonight. We appreciate it. Jason Talley from MotorhomeDiaries.com. Be sure to go over there and visit them and subscribe to their YouTube channel. Good guys. Really excited about having them on board here in the Liberty Movement. They've been going around the country for the last several months, talking about freedom with people, meeting up with other liberty-minded people, and, of course, spreading the word about Free Talk Live. We've got our Free Talk Live logo right there on the back of the RV. FreeKeen.com's got a logo there. The Free State Project has a big logo on the back of the RV, so they're helping spread the ideas not only of talking about freedom to people, but also bringing other liberty-oriented people on board with the idea of getting together in the same place, which is what, of course, the Free State Project is all about.
It's a trip of a lifetime to be able to travel around the United States with a couple other buddies and be able to talk to people. They get because they're doing the documentary, they get the opportunity to interview people and things like that.
Yeah.
I took a trip around the United States myself. It wasn't as long as theirs. Mine was only 4 months, and I slept in the back of the van and everything. But it was kind of a solitary thing as opposed to being able to talk to a bunch of people. And that was probably the thing that I disliked about it the most, was the the loneliness.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Harold listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Harold, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, I just wanted to share a Western belief where the Grecian law began, in that, and it has been documented in that we're reverting back to this rule of philosophy. Is that children and young Americans need to wear uniforms and be separated, all male, all female classes. And this has worked. And as far as
I'll tell you what, Harold, I've got questions for you. Harold, if you'll hang on, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to bring you back. I'm going to talk about this because a lot of people believe in this uniform thing. Make everybody look the same. And I want to hear more about what Harold has to say in defense of this idea. 800-259-9231. You can dial in. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829,
That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition. We're here taking your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com. Go to Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com to get involved with our Facebook profile. You can become a fan. Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have someone in your life who's crazy about the Twilight series of books, or a teenager who still laments that Harry Potter is over? Buy them a copy of The Demon Queen and the Locksmith. It's a new novel by Spencer Baum. It has all the adventure and teen angst of those books, and it's written from a libertarian perspective. Find out more and read the first 6 chapters free at thedemonqueen.com. That's thedemonqueen.com. And I have read selections from this book, and I find it to be very well written.
All right, so let's continue with your phone calls and talk to, I believe, Harold is still with us. Harold, are you there in Indianapolis?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Harold, what you were telling us right when we were going to break is that you believe that uniforms are very, very important. Can you give me a little bit more as to why? What were you, what your thoughts are on that?
Not only uniforms, but I believe that in the ancient Greece philosophy, where all our democracy derived from, that male and female should be in classes above the sixth grade. And let me
should be separated, you mean?
Be definitive in that, because there becomes a competition on dress wear, and not only that, male and female, there becomes a cut and draw on, you know, males competing with, you know, the attentions of females, and it interrupts the educational draw as such.
Well, I would say in ancient Greece that probably the reason they separated them was so that the teachers would have a more easy time to sodomize their young boys, which is what went on in ancient Greece. It was very common for older
That's very easy for you to say. However,
yeah,
you know, that's neither here nor there.
What's important here
really,
is separation.
Hold it. Let me just derive to this that there have been groups of people who have grabbed onto this idea and they've got a more successful graduation, people that get through high school, they've taken on this, idea, and, now there are, you know, their graduation, percentages are up versus what we have today. You know, that's very easy for you to say that, people are being sodomized.
No, they were being.
I don't think you're talking about history, sir.
That's neither here nor there.
I agree that it's neither here nor there on the issue of uniforms and separating children, but when it comes to using making it valid through argumentum antiquium, which is saying that because it happened in the past, it is therefore good, I think that in and of itself, it needs to be pointed out that there are goods and bads about, antiquium.
So
I'd like to talk about the ideas of separating children from their sex, by sex, and uniforms on their face.
That is an issue that where males compete with females and they're diverted from their curriculum.
Okay, Harold, this is what I want to understand. Make sure I'm on the same page with you here. What you're saying, what I'm hearing
you can't be the person that always asks the questions. Just asked the question.
What was the question?
You think that
I'm sorry.
The curriculum would not be diverted from the competition? Like I went through the 70s and it was a high skirt thing in school, and with testosterone shot up at a high level, I think that's a diversion.
So let me see if I'm understanding you here. Now listen, Harold, I'm asking you these questions so I can understand what you're saying, so we're communicating appropriately here and I'm not talking past you or something like that. So what you're saying there is that because the girls were wearing short skirts when you were in school, you felt like you were distracted by their...
Not just me. I'm talking about the general populace.
Right.
I think
but
that any person,
obviously you only know about you,
male
so.
Or female, if it is a competitional thing, with dress codes and tight jeans.
But you're saying
skirts.
That's distracting from the actual education?
I think it does. Yes, I do.
I wouldn't entirely disagree with you, Harold, but I am of the opinion that...
Incredible. That's why this thing will never get to the high order that it should be.
I don't know what you're
talking about.
I'm talking about curriculum versus diversions from the...
Well, I think the curriculum sucks, Harold. That's my problem, is I think the curriculum itself stinks. So something to distract from it... probably isn't a terrible idea.
Yeah, so you see what he's saying, Harold, is that the government schools curriculum blows because they have a monopoly, essentially a virtual monopoly on education, in that you're forced to pay for whatever garbage kind of level education they decide to shove down students' throats, that even if you were to force people to go into these uniforms, into these sex-separated classrooms, that essentially that the curriculum would still be awful, and so therefore you really wouldn't have changed very much. Does that make sense?
No, it does not.
So
I think that the high order of learning should be addressed to just that. And what is science is science, but my English teacher doesn't need to be popping her ass up on a table and giving me a clear view of her,
English teachers are doing that
up in her dress.
Like, I don't know if Van Halen's Hot for Teacher is happening in most classrooms around the country. I'm not sure about that.
Here's a philosophy or a quotation that I can hand to you. Get control of your youth, or the youth will get control of you.
So, Harold, yes.
You want to bring corporal punishment back, too?
The multitude to do the evil.
So, okay, let's not get distracted here, Harold. I want to focus on uniforms for just a moment. After all, this is something you brought up. So let's talk a little bit more about this. Am I understanding you that what you're telling me is that young people cannot learn effectively if they're able to be individuated, if they are able to customize their appearance? You believe that learning is only really possible when everyone is made to look the same, or virtually the same?
I believe that that if a person that comes into school who cannot afford the attire that another person wears, it's a distraction, and it's an unequal division, and it's not like a I got a nickel, you got a nickel.
How about
you got $3?
Harold, how about
my,
hairstyles? Let's say you get what you want. Let's say you get what you want, and that the
now, if
the
I go into
board,
if I go into
Harold?
seventh grade school and I'm not wearing bass Weegans, and another person is, and I get your point.
What you're saying is that I understand what you're saying, Harold. You're saying that kids, you know, they don't have the same level of income. They're competing, and some kids can't compete, and that's a distraction from learning. I see what you're saying.
If we all come in there equally.
I understand, Harold. Let's move on. I want to continue the conversation. You're repeating your points now, Harold. So I want to move to the next point. Let's say you get what you want. Let's say you get what you want, and that you get the uniform policy instituted, and that also you get males separated from females above sixth grade, which is what you were proposing earlier. Let's say you get that.
For you to infer that everything's because of that, we're going to be sodomized. That's
no, no, sir.
Blown.
You weren't paying attention.
I made it clear.
You were not paying attention. Mark was talking about ancient Greece because you had referenced ancient Greece.
Argumentum antiquium.
Yeah, absolutely.
I paid attention in school.
That's where the
sodomy. Even with short skirts around.
That's where the sodomy was happening. We're not saying that people are being sodomized today. Okay, so just put that out of your mind because you misunderstood. Now, let's say you get the uniforms, you get the separation of the sexes. What about hairstyles?
Well, that's, I think that it belongs to whatever style a person has, you know. It's,
so you'd be okay with people individuating by their hairstyles, just not their clothing?
Well,
just making sure. Just trying to understand where you're coming from. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I think people should be able to be free to choose whatever school they want to send their kids to, whatever the policies are. I don't think there should be any across-the-board policy for everybody. It should be.
I think Harold had a fixation on teachers.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-672-7464. 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain here in this, the live Saturday edition of the program. Tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, they probably sell it. Dozens of categories in which you can shop. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer, selling all kinds of different stuff, even used items now. You can get it all at Amazon, or almost everything. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com, and when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase.
Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It's an antioxidant and a vitamin all in one. You chew it up so you know that you're getting the full digestive value out of your vitamin. And I've been using it for a couple of months now, and you know, I love it. It's great. You can get a free week to try it out by calling 800-219-8874. All you have to do is pay us a very, very small fee for shipping and handling. 800-219-8874. Choose for Health Superfruit Complex.
All right, let's continue taking your calls about what you want. Mark is in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I want to speak up for the zero tolerance because it's for safety and it's for the children. I'm a progressive, and I think it's a good thing because guns and knives and things are evil and dangerous, and besides, people who are armed are more difficult to oppress.
That's so, really the reason.
We have to have the zero tolerance because it's for the children.
You know, I want to do is I want to use gun. I want to have gun control. I'm all for it. I just think that we should have first disarm the bureaucrats.
No, the bureaucrats are the good guys. We should have them have weapons.
I can show you news story after news story where they're not.
No, the unwashed masses are dangerous and they smell.
Great call. They're unwashed. Thanks for making it, Mark.
I'm being sarcastic.
We figured. Great voice, though. I enjoyed that. Thank you. 800-259-9231.
Snivelly liberal.
Yeah, let's continue and talk to, I believe, Arno is on the line. Arno? Are you with us? Arno, I'm not sure where you're calling from at this point.
Yes,
are you
there? I am. I'm calling from Chicago.
What's on your mind, Arno?
I was calling because I wanted to talk to you guys about the Roman Polanski affair. Have you heard about that?
Yes, he was arrested, I think, when entering into one of those European countries.
Switzerland,
Sweden, something.
It's one of those European countries.
Yeah, and he was coming from France, where he's been hiding out for a long time after being wanted by the United States for, I guess, allegedly sleeping with a 13-year-old girl when he was in his 40s or something like that. I guess he got her drunk or on Quaaludes or something and essentially had sex with her. Is that the story?
What I wanted to talk about is that I was listening a lot to French media recently, and there was this outrage, especially in the arts industry, in the movie industry. People were defending him because he's a great artist, you know, and he produced and made a lot of great movies, so he must be a good guy. But I couldn't really figure out from freedom perspective, how to just understand the story. Because, I mean...
Well, I don't know if he's a good guy or not. I have no idea. I don't know
much
about
him. Well, I would think fantastic. I mean, they're defending him because he's part of the same clique, I guess.
Well, they don't defend I don't think they defend everybody that's in their little industry. But I think that from a freedom perspective, I believe that young people can make decisions for themselves. And if they're old enough to, have sex physically, they've you know, gone through puberty at that point. Then I think they are old enough to make a decision about whether or not they want to have sex. Now, one could point out that he drugged her, but then again, she voluntarily took the alcohol or whatever it was that he gave her.
I have the biggest problem here with the parents that decided that it was a good idea
to let their
13-year-old daughter stay the night with. What, two guys? It was just two grown men. It was very weird. Not to mention that, but the politicization, I don't know, of the case where Mr. Polanski had made a deal, as it were, and then essentially the judge, who knew that he was going to get press from all this, decided, no, I'm not going with that deal. And he doesn't have to. But
what was the deal?
But he had signed a deal, and that's the reason he ran away. The deal was essentially community service.
But the judge reneged on the deal, and that's why
the judge
ran?
Doesn't make a deal. The prosecutors do.
The judge refused the deal. Is
correct.
What you're saying. Gotcha. Well, I think that in that case,
and that's why he ran. And I can imagine why Mr. Polanski felt that he he'd been cheated.
Well, you know, one of the other things I want to point out is it's my understanding that the then 13-year-old girl, who's now much older at this point, has basically said, can we just move this on? Can we just move on? She doesn't want to press charges against this guy. It's the state that's pressing the charges. She's moved on with her life, and she's probably forgiven. I think she's probably forgiven him at this point for what he did. And obviously, she acknowledges. I would think that she had a role to play in that, because it takes two, unless it is a rape. And that's not what they were alleging, that it was actual rape. They're calling it statutory rape, which means that the other person who was so-called raped actually consented to it. So I think that from a liberty perspective, this man should be left alone. If you want to ostracize him, if you want to, don't ever see his movies again. Not that he's made any that I know of, but. You know, do what you can to ostracize him if you disagree with what he's done, but he doesn't belong in a jail cell because of it, because he doesn't have a victim. She's not pressing charges. It's the state that's pressing the charges. And if you have, in my opinion, if you have no victim, then there is no crime. Your thoughts?
So the fact that the state is just trying to uphold the law is not a good enough a reason for you to justify that.
I think the state's laws in many cases are absolutely asinine and should be ignored, and I think that the statutory rape law in most of its applications is ludicrous and usually results in people that are 20 years old with a 17-year-old boyfriend or girlfriend and ending up in a prison cell, and I think that's wrong, and I think that law should be absolutely
taken
off the books.
Well, I think what Mr. Polanski did was wrong. However, I think that the state handled the case very badly, Arno. So I think what you have here are two different people with two different opinions coming from the hosts.
No, that's great. I mean, you made a great case for a libertarian analysis of.
Thanks,
that.
Arno. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Robert, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Robert. Don't listen to Indianapolis, but I will try.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you were talking about the schools, and I was kind of curious. I listen to you gentlemen off and on.
Yes, sir.
But I've never heard of you speaking about unions in your view of unionization, labor negotiations or labor relations, that kind of thing. The NEA is pretty strong. The National Education is pretty strong.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the teachers unions are pretty powerful out there. And how would that fit into that? And I'm learning about libertarianism as I'm going here, so bear with me.
Sure.
How does that fly in that arena? Excuse my ignorance, I just don't know.
No problem. About 6% of Americans are in a union. About 80% of public workers are in a union. Unions in this country have moved from what they historically were, you know, groups, clubs that protected the worker. from, you know, difficulties. People got together. They brought their grievances to their employers, and they
makes
managed.
Sense.
Yeah, they managed to get things happening. And I have no problem with people voluntarily joining clubs. I do have a problem with, you know, strong arm tactics that unions might use to make people join or
getting involved in the state, where the state essentially empowers them to have certain abilities they wouldn't otherwise
have. And the problem with a teachers union is that the vast majority of the people who are involved in the NAA work for the taxpayer, and the taxpayers are unable to get together in the same fashion, so they're not able to negotiate. You know, they're going through government officials who negotiate with government officials in order to get better pay for government officials who are already compensated higher than the mean for what they do in the free market. So, what it amounts to is extortion from the taxpayer.
One of the things with what I do for a living, one of the things I do is I work on the company side for negotiating with unions, and I'm from a long line of tradesmen myself, and I did some work myself when I was younger. But the a lot of people they don't realize that unions really do not speak for the individual, and even though people think they do, and will sit at the table, and people's individualism is they're gone. They'll bring to the table issues from the international issues out that are far beyond political realm. Into a world that individual cares nothing about.
Yeah, it would figure that the unions would be about the unions and not necessarily their members. And I wish we had more time, but I thank you for the call tonight. So basically, my position is the government should not be assisting the unions, nor should it be assisting the businesses. It should stay the hell out. Oh, by the way, I apparently had some bad info on this Polanski case. According to Johnson, the young lady in that case said it was a rape and that she had said no many times at each stage of his advances. So if that's the case and she wanted to press charges, then they should go after him. But in this case, she doesn't want to press charges. She wants to just move on with her life. We're done for tonight. Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but Monday night. And online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.